Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and praise God that you were able to find the time to spend these few moments with me. And I just want you to know, beloved, that you are a very important part of what God wants to accomplish in this hour. If you're a member of His body, you are a lively stone that has been positioned by the Lord to be a part of His tabernacle, not made with hands. As one brother wrote recently, with a fresh revelation that God is on the throne and His Son is at His right hand, and they are very much interested in my affairs. Well, that certainly is the truth. You have got an intercessor who prays daily for you, and His name is Jesus. Oh, you may not stand behind a pulpit, you may be up in years, but the ministry that God has called you to personally is a position, think of it, that no one else can fill. And for years, it's always been my heart's desire, and I've yearned in prayer over the years for every single member of Christ's body to recognize their importance and their significance in the plan of God. In fact, there's such a deep and profound stirring in my spirit to intercede before the Lord for the ministry that God desires in your life to come forth with a fullness and a maturity. That's why I spend most of my time on these broadcasts ministering the Word, teaching the Word, and make little reference to the ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. But this is a very vital part of this ministry, for it has been since 1965, to pray for you. Why is this so important? Because, to be honest, the things on God's heart are on my heart. As every single member matures and comes into that place of maturity, well, then we will be able to be that glorious bride, that glorious church that must be in existence before the Lord returns. So there's a purpose in it. It's God's heart for you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be His ambassador wherever you go. And I believe God wants you to have such a vibrant faith and such a fresh expectation of the demonstration of His power, God's power in your life. What does Daniel 11 and 32 say? The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And as you respond to His call, you'll see prayer answered as never before. And people will seek you out because of your relationship with Jesus. God wants us to have a full portion. 3 John 2 states, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Since its inception, that's been the slogan of this ministry, the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. God wants us not just spiritually to prosper, but He wants all that we are, body, soul, and spirit, to reflect our relationship with the God of heaven and earth. He wants us to be blessed. That scripture I just shared, above all things, literally means that in all things, He wants us blessed. I want to share now some passages from the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. I won't maybe read all of them, but I'll read select portions. In verse 1, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man," they were in unity, "into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And in verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 8, so they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And in verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Verse 10, Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them, for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. And in Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, verses 17 through 18, the word says, Thou hast avowed the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his ordinances, and to hearken to his voice. And the Lord hath avowed thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all. Note the condition. To keep his commandments. And then there's some marvelous passages in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Let me read starting at 9. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if, again the condition, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day. Oh, there's so much more in there. But God has promised us a full portion. Mark 16 and 17, 18 says, refers to that authority we've been given. These signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, another translation says, For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. And Jesus said in the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 33, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Oh, beloved, I have a burden, a holy unction to pray and minister to you and to share the things that God is breathing into my heart. That's why I always invite, sometimes a very brief invitation at the end of the broadcast to ask you to write in, to share your prayer needs, or share that you're blessed by the broadcast. I want to see you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Many people believe in the ability of God to bless them, but not that it's his desire and mercy to do so. Man's idea of God always comes up short and lifeless, but God's promises are neither limited nor lifeless. It's a blessing and victory for the whole person. For example, if we give our finances to the Lord on the authority of his word and believe in our hearts that God really does want us us to prosper financially as well as spiritually, nothing can hold us back. A farmer plants the seed, doesn't he? Many seeds for an abundant harvest. That harvest may not come overnight, but the law of sowing and reaping is a sure process. All we do unto the Lord in an attitude of worship and praise is a holy thing. And if you freshly purpose that you're going to continue to plant seeds in God's fields, however He asks you, and humbly and prayerfully expect a return from the hands of the Lord, I believe you will prosper. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to give, to get wealth." Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I just feel the Spirit of the Lord wanting to speak this word to you. My child, I have come to brighten your day. I've come to overshadow you with my love and peace, so that even in the turmoil of this present hour and in this present day, you shall not be defeated. I have brought you out to bring you into my presence more fully than you have even asked. My beloved, greater shall be your latter blessings than those of the former. Many are being tried and tested, but I declare, even as Job, they shall come forth as pure gold. Praise me, beloved, for the desires of your heart. Many are being blessed in this hour, says the Lord. Your heart shall be able to sing a new song of praise, and with your mouth you shall be able to proclaim words of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we do receive. We believe that you want us to have a full portion. Praise God. Remember what I shared, Nehemiah 8 and 10. There's a mighty blessing. Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, this week has just gone so quickly, and I invite you to tune in next week. And we'll share whatever God has for us, which I know will bless and strengthen us in our faith and encourage us in our walk. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I invite you to write and become a part of UCM Spiritual Family. Those that have been so blessed by the ministry of prayer and correspondence, I frequently testify of it was just the word they needed at the right time. God bless you. Until next week, this is Sister Glass. And may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.